that God was not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh, or of his flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially, y'all say especially, unto them who are of the household of faith. Ask God for a special touch. And only Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and you are well. We ask you right now, Lord, to minister to us and through us, Father. I ask you right now, Lord, to help us, God, to see, to know, to understand that this is the last days and you are coming back soon. And Father, I believe with all my heart that we have a choice whether we want to live miserable in this COVID-ridden society or whether we want to see some good stuff happen. It's all up to us because, God, you're not mocked. And you said your word will not return unto you void. And so I believe, God, with all my heart that we can still have a good harvest and we can have a good attitude and you can do something special in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. For what the church said, amen, amen, amen. Go ahead and look at somebody and tell them on the way down and say, look, if you're not here after while I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. Tell them. I dare you. Tell them. Try it. Okay. Now, I know people get all upset when you start talking about harvest and talking about reaping and sowing and all that, but it's as real as we're as real can get right now. You can't get any more real than what I'm getting ready to talk to you about. It's very powerful, and this is only part one, so we got more coming. But life itself is an echo. What you send out comes back. How many knows that? What you send out comes out. Has anybody ever come along? Everybody. I mean, not just one or two, but have you ever come along? Everybody has a bad attitude. Everybody has a bad attitude. If you're coming along and everybody you know has a bad attitude, I think you might want to look in the mirror. Okay? If you have everybody you come in contact with, you have a hard time trying to deal with them, or they're always sarcastic, or they're always jumping at you. I'm talking about a bunch of people. I'm not talking about one person. I'm talking about a bunch. Guess what? Your life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you're going to reap. What you give, you're going to get. What you see in others exists in you. Oh, man, this is a sermon right by itself. But what you see in others exists in you. Remember, life is an echo. It always gets back to you. So give goodness. Amen? So now, last week we were talking about when things are out of our control. And, of course, COVID is out of our control. Other than us being able to control our own area, it's out of control. We can't change world events. We can't change other people. That's things out of our control. But things that are in our control is our attitude toward all of the above and our response. How we respond to all of this. So now let's add another. Get ready. Let's add another item to our list of what we can control. We are in control. Listen carefully. We are in control of what and how we sow. We are 100% in control of what and how we sow. So now let's just go a little bit further here. The Bible says in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. I heard people say, the old folks used to tell me toward the end of the last days, you wouldn't be, the Bible says you wouldn't be able to tell the seasons but by the blooming of the fig tree. That is so, so wrong. That is not what Christ said. He said, when you see the fig tree blooming, then you're going to know these things, that summer's coming nigh. When you see these things come in the past, know that my coming is nigh. So he doesn't say you can't tell anything by the blooming of the fig tree. That's wrong. He says, as long, this is Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, whenever. In North Carolina, we have all those at one time. All in the same day. Matter of fact, just last week, I had the air conditioner on and the heater on. I mean, it was almost simultaneously. It was just amazing that I wore that. The people around me were wearing shorts that afternoon. By that night, they were wearing coats. It was so cold. So with that in mind, there's a whole bunch of this scripture right here. A bunch. But we're just going to crack the surface just a little bit, okay? Now 2021 left so many people feeling hopeless and helpless. 2020 and 2021, a lot of people feeling hopeless. A lot of people are feeling helpless because of that. And the Lord just kept ministering to me and ministering to me as I was going through this sermon. And he said, but if you're a child of God, you're never, tell them, if you're a child of God, you're never hopeless and you're never helpless. Amen? If you're a child of God, you're never hopeless and you're never helpless. Now what we're getting ready to talk about with the seed time and harvest is there's a principle, there's promise, and there's provision. The principle is God's already set this principle up that there's going to be seed time and harvest. Physically, you plant seeds in the ground, you're going to get a harvest. But not only is it physically, it's also mentally, emotionally, spiritually compounded in all of our relationships with everybody that we're around. Matter of fact, do you realize you may be sowing into people that you don't even know? So there's a principle. Not only is there a principle, there's a promise. It's going to come back to you. And it can be good or bad. You can make it good, bad, or ugly. But if you need provision, this is how that it starts. This is where it all comes down. This is where the rubber meets the road. So now, let's look at the scripture again. Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. I'll just make it a little clearer up there. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Now we're talking about, look, we're talking about your entire life right now. We're talking about all different areas. Matter of fact, watch this. Here you go. Whatsoever. I like what it said as I was looking up in the Greek. Whatsoever also means whensoever and whomsoever. So it's talking about relationships in all kinds of ways. But whatsoever means whatsoever word, whatsoever deed, whatsoever action, and whatsoever inaction. You say, wait a minute. By not doing anything, I'm planting a seed. Yes, you are. Because if it was a time when you should be standing up for somebody and you don't, and you're being inactive, then of course you're still planting a seed, but it is a negative seed. So whatsoever, word, deed, action, or inaction. And the word soweth literally means when you talk about sow, you're talking about scatter or to invest. So there's going to be broadcasting where you just send it out everywhere and whatever happens, that's what goes. And then there's times where you actually invest and you really pinpoint things out. But anyway about it, that's sowing. Okay? When it comes to other people's youngins or maybe here on Sunday morning or in the store somewhere and I get a chance to be an example for somebody, I might be scattering. When it comes to my kids, I'm trying to teach them something and show them something. Now I'm investing. I'm pulling it down to the minute thing. Right now we're investing. This isn't scatter. This is investing. So then, shall. It's going to happen. You can say all you want to what you think about it. It doesn't really, I'm not trying to be mean, but it don't really matter what you think. Oh, that can't help you. It is. It's going to happen. But what? No. What you sow, you're going to reap. I didn't say it. It's not my promise. It's God's. So think about this thing. It says, and you're going to, what you sow, you shall reap. And that means harvest or to receive the same. Now I'm trying, like I said, this is part one. I don't know how many parts we're going to get, but we're at least got two parts because we got next week. But this is how to increase your harvest in 2022. You're saying money? Well, money's got something to do with it. It's not just money. This has got friendships. It's got your fear. It's got all kinds of stuff is involved in this. It's very, 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 very powerful. Matter of fact, watch this. not only do you reap what you sow, we only reap what has been sown. We reap what has been sown. See, we not only reap what we sow, we reap from other people what they sow. Do you know that we've got this nice building here because we're reaping from what other people sow? Amen? This microphone, we got a good microphone, but that's because of some guys that reaped or sowed a long, long time ago, and it kept going and it kept resowing until they developed this. So every day when you go to the grocery store, you will receive a harvest from people that you didn't even know who sowed before you. So you reap from what we sow, we reap from what other people sow. Now remember this. Sowing always involves seeds. Seeds, y'all say potential. Seeds equal potential. Now let's take it a little bit deeper, and I'm going to stop and camp for a while, okay? Let's take it a little bit deeper. Seeds always, y'all say always. Seeds always produce harvest. Y'all say results. Now here's the hard part. And maybe I want you to think about in your own life. Sometimes we produce positive and reap positive. Sometimes it's negative. Now, get ready. You know that your whole life is made up. If you could look inside of you right now and look in your head. He'd have rocks. Okay. But for the average person, life is full of seeds. Do you know the biggest seed that you sow every day? Look. The biggest seed that you sow every day. Look. There. I think it's full of seeds. Man, that's full of seeds. The biggest seeds you sow every day to your life, guess who you sow it to? Yourself. Wow. Let me ask you a question. How do you talk to yourself? There's a seed. Every time I talk to myself, that's a seed. If I'm always talking negative to myself, guess what I'm going to harvest? Negative results. If I'm always saying I can't do it, guess what I won't be able to do? Whatever I said I couldn't do. If I said this will never work, guess what will never work? Whatever I kept saying will never work. Because remember, as we talk to ourselves, self-talk is our greatest seed that we plant every day. So how are you talking to yourself? Are you beating yourself up? It'll never work. I'm not worthy. It'll never make it. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And you just keep going on and on and on and on. And I tell you what's going to happen is, that harvest spreads over to other people that's in your life, and they begin to act the same way that you're acting. So my question is, there's a bunch of seeds in here. The first seed you plant every day, personally, is to yourself. There's another person that you plant seeds to every day. Who is that? God. You plant seeds every day. Do you talk to him? Or do you not talk to him? Do you tell him I ain't got time for you? And then wonder why he's not working for you? What did I plant? I ain't got time for you, God. What did I plant? I know that's power right there. God, you got to understand, I just don't have time right now. If you understood how busy I was, but then when things get going bad, where you at, God? Ow! I just stepped on my own toe. Don't read his word. And then when you get in a bind, you don't know what to say to it because you haven't read his word. Because why? Because you haven't sowed it in your spirit. And when you sow it in your spirit, Christ said, don't worry about what to say when you get around people because my words will come back to you when you need them. But if they're not put in, they're not going to come out. So again, we sow into ourselves in self-talk. We sow into ourselves spiritually, and then we sow it. We sow to our kids. We sow to our spouse. We sow at work. We sow to our friends. And again, let me just say this. If there's just one negative person in your life, here's your chance to sow some positive. But if everybody in your life's negative, let me ask you a question. Are you contributing to the delinquency of a spirit, of an attitude, because you're negative with them? Or are you starting it? So it's very, very, very important that when we begin to get up in the morning and we start talking to God, let's do some positive. Let's talk to Him. Not, I'll get with you when I can, God. Matter of fact, you know, now I'm going to get really down and dirty. Y'all get ready. If serving God was a job, would we even have one then? Come in late, leave early, ain't got time for Him. If that was our marriage, would we still be married? So, ready? Our biggest seeds we plant to ourselves. Second seed, of course, should be number one, but of course you got to be ready for it, is God. Then our spouses and our family and our co-workers. Now, y'all can shout anytime you want to. It's okay, I promise you, I won't get insulted if y'all start shouting. If you do start shouting, I'll shout with you. Matter of fact, if y'all start talking, I'll get faster. You're ready. Again, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Man reaps what he sows. So now, negative. I just got some scriptures here. The Bible says, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Get ready. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. That's where the inactivity is. I knew to do it, but I didn't. Why didn't you do it? Is it because your self-talk? I can't do this. I'm not qualified. I can't blah, 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 blah. But God put it in your heart to do it, and you still couldn't do it. You talked yourself out of it. Somebody else talked you out of it because of negative seeds being sown. You know, I even quit watching. I hardly ever watch the news anymore. Because depending on what channel you watch, that's seeds to get planted in your head. And watch this. If you're told a lie enough, you'll believe it. There's millions of people in our nation that are believing lies because they get told every day the same lie. And again, and again, and again, and again. And so pretty soon, the lie is believed. Like I remember when O.J., I wasn't there. I can't tell you what O.J. did, but the evidence was there that he had killed his wife. And it was just amazing how that when the civil suit came up, he was found guilty. Kind of crazy. I can be found guilty one way, but you're not found guilty the other way. But the whole thing was, here's what the psychologists were saying. If you tell yourself a lie enough, you'll begin to believe it. And they said that he could probably pass a lie detector test because he's told himself so much that he believed it himself. Now, I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what I heard. That's it. Okay. So now, there's negative. And then there's positive. Okay. I remember me and Brandon were talking last week about that boomerang comes back hard. So y'all can blame Brandon for this sermon. I got thinking about that thing and I said, wow, this is something. And so I kept going, okay? Look, positive. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed, planting, bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, his harvest, with him. Galatians 6, 9 and 10, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, but especially the household of faith. Now, I see some crazy things from time to time. I know y'all won't ever see any. And I know this one person that will break their neck to feed a dog that don't even belong to them, or a cat that don't belong to them, but when it comes to the family, has very little to do with them. And they think they're doing godly. Okay? It says, do good unto those, especially those of the household of God. So many times we get things so messed up in our head. We get things, again, we hear the lies so much and we believe them. We tell ourselves lies so much that we believe them. So now here's my question. I'm going to stop right now. Some of y'all are ready to be left alone, so I'm going to do that. Life is an echo. Watch you send out, comes back. Watch you sow, you reap. Watch you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. So, my question, and we'll finish it next week, or hopefully finish it, is what are you sowing? Are you sowing positive? Are you sowing negative? If you got it this morning and said, watch this. Oh, I don't think I can move. Guess what starts responding to the rest of you? To that right there. That sowing. Guess what responds to it? The rest of the body. If you say, I cannot think, guess what happens? Your brain says, okay, can't think. Does that mean that you always talk yourself into? No, because sometimes you have things like dementia and you got sicknesses that'll make you so you can't think. I'm not talking about that. But some of our stuff is self-induced because we convince ourselves, because that's what we talk all the time. So, I remember I took from a legitimate MD, I took a chronic pain clinic. How to handle chronic pain. It was a Christian MD. And they talked about all kinds of things. They talked about, you know, opioids, and they talked about cannabis and all kinds. They were talking about all these drugs. And they talked about blind tests that they did. And they said the number one and number two thing that helps in chronic pain. Not the only thing, but number one, number two. Okay? Number one was prayer. Prayer had more effect on your body than any drug. Number two, diversion. Because if you focus on it, it gets worse. If you can find a way to get your mind off of it, it helps. And so, I'm listening to this MD, and I was expecting all this great, great, great big about the cannabis and the, you know, all the pills and all the stuff. And when they said, when the blind test, prayer and diversion was the greatest asset to anybody, but especially to a child of God. And so I started doing that. And somebody said, oh, you just act like it doesn't exist. I said, no, it still exists. It hurts. Lord knows it hurts. I mean, I got shots in my knees just a couple weeks ago because they hurt. But you know what? Even though I got shots in my knees, I got enough common sense to know that you got to go to a doctor. God gave us doctors. He gave them wisdom. But when I found out this, oh, and then it falls right into this. What are you sowing? To your own self. Positive, prayer, diversion, negative. I focus on it, focus and focus and focus. Which one? The same way in our life. We got problems in our life. They're real. There's problems. They're real. There's real problems in our life. You cannot name it, claim it, and blab it, grab it, and say it's not there. It's there. But are you adding to the problem by what you sow? One of the words actually in one of the Greek writers takes the word what you sow, you shall reap. And they took that word sow and they did an etymology look at it and it said what you say, you shall reap. Wow. What you say, you shall reap. Wow. So again, are you your own worst enemy? Are you ready to see God give you a good harvest? We ain't even gotten to the harvest yet, the good stuff. We got some good stuff coming. Please come back next week. We got some good stuff coming, but this is just the beginning, the start, the get down. I told you this was the get down and dirty part. Now, coming up in the next week or so is going to be awesome, 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 awesome. You'll be jumping and shouting and ready to go. All right, now you're ready to go, but you're not jumping and shouting. Thank you, Brandon. Y'all make sure y'all thank Brandon for putting the idea in my head anyway. Okay. So, Brandon, Brandon, playing with you, bro. All right. So, this week, I want you to think about when you talk to yourself that you're sowing seeds. You can get a harvest. I want you to think about it. When you talk to your kids, you're sowing seeds, and you're going to get a harvest. Think about when you talk to your boss or when you do stuff at work. When you talk to them, you're sowing seeds. Every time. Remember, your life. That famous philosopher once said, like my mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, I'm going to change that, Forrest. Life is a bunch of seeds. And you decide. You decide. Are you some things you can't change? There are some things I cannot change. I cannot. There are certain people I cannot change. No matter what I do, I cannot change that person. But I can change the way I do it. I can change the way I handle it. I can sow some positive seeds and all the negative. Because my life is not a box of chocolates. My life is a container of seeds. Your life is a container of seeds. Wow. I remember I walked into somebody one day that I hadn't seen. I didn't recognize them. They were adults, had children of their own. Beverly had been dead for years. And this happened more than once. And they come up to me and said, you're Miss Linton's husband. Miss Linton had died. I said, yeah, Miss Linton had died. I said, you're her husband. I said, well, I was. I said, now I'm married to Linda. And they go, we know that, but we just wanted to tell you something. I said, what? They said, we had your wife in the first and second grade, whatever it was. And they said, she taught us so strong and helped us so strong that honestly what we're doing now, every day we thank her for the good seed that she planted. Wow, that's powerful. I've heard it more than once. Thank God for the sea. So let me ask you a question. Think about this week. Matter of fact, I'm going to put this at the back because I COVID and all that. I should have put a mask on this. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put this out the back and I'm going to open it up. And I challenge you, at least grab one. I'm going to slide them on the table so nobody got to touch them. Of course, my hand doesn't being in it. Might as well go ahead and spit in it, too. Go ahead and get it over with. Y'all go ahead and say. My wife says, I'm a professional doorknob licker. She says, please be careful. She says, everywhere you go, she says, you got your hands on everybody, you're hugging. So you said that she's coming a professional doorknob licker. I said, wow. I'm going to put these out there and put some here too. And I want you to grab a couple of them, however many you want, put them in your pocket, and starting today, I want you to remember that life is not like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You are a container of seeds, and you have a whole lot to do with what you get back. Okay? Let's all stand. Brandon, can you come play something lightly, bro? Every head bowed. Everybody stand. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. I passed a bumper sticker one day. Two of them. The two most memorable bumper stickers. Or three. The three most memorable bumper stickers I ever saw. Number one said, if the rapture takes place, this car, warning, if the rapture takes place, this car will be unmanned. So I sang out, before I got saved, I made sure I got in front of that car. Now I don't care. I'm going to. The second one was in New Bern. I still remember where I saw it. I saw it in New Bern about the third block coming up in old Clark's grocery store. And this car would not get out of my way for anything. And it was smoking me up. And I finally noticed there was a big old bumper sticker on the back and said, this car is constipated. It can't pass anything. But the third most memorable bumper sticker. If you're on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? There's so many negative seeds being planted these days. Everybody's placing blame. The politicians are placing blame on each other. Instead of working out the problems, they're busy placing blame. Let's fix some problems. Quit placing blame and fix the problems. The same way, a lot of us. Let's plant some positive seeds this year. Because your life is not a box of chocolates. It's a container of seeds. All I can think about is DC and Daniel coming up, and I go, boys, stop that. And DC say, well, he hit me first. Boys, just somebody's going to have to tighten up and do the right thing, and then the other will fall in place. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody looking around. First off, have you ever considered that you are a warehouse of seeds? You're a container of seeds. You have so many seeds in you. I had some rough stuff happened over the years, and eventually I figured that out, and so I started planting good seeds. I'm going to tell about one, and then I'm going to give you a chance to pray. I had somebody in my family that was very upset because of some things that had happened in their family. And all of a sudden, they just cut me off. wouldn't talk to me, being mean. And so I decided I'd just stay away. Didn't try to talk about it, didn't try to reset, just I stayed away. And then this person, their husband, had open heart surgery. And when they had open heart surgery, he couldn't work. And it got back to me that they were having problems getting groceries. This was 20-something years ago. So I stopped by. I got a working fountain. And I stopped by the grocery store. And back then, $100 worth of groceries was more than one little bag. It was a bunch. And so I got $100 worth of groceries, and I went and knocked on the back door, and that woman came to the door. But one time, we got along with like you wouldn't believe, and now, because of what had happened, wouldn't talk to me. And I still couldn't figure it out. So I went to the back door, and when they opened the back door, they looked at me and said, "Oh, it's you." And I said, "I'm not going to bother you. I just got something for you." And I started going to my car with bag after bag after bag of groceries. And on the way to the house, I said, "God, this is my seed. I'm giving this seed because I can't keep living this way. And I know that you're not honored by it." I plant this seed today in your name. I go up, knock on the door. She lets me in. After we have a little, she says, "Oh, it's you." I go in and I start bringing bag after bag after bag after bag. And I turn around and I'm just going to walk away and not say a word. Just walk away. And the person grabbed me by my arm and said, "Will you please sit down?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I will." And she said, "Would you like a cup of coffee?" And I didn't want to say no because we were at least talking. I said, "Sure, I'll take a cup of coffee." And when we sat down, she said, "I'm sorry." She said, "I got hurt by something somebody else did, but I couldn't go to them because the situation, and you were the closest one, so I just took it out on you." And she said, "I'm so sorry. I should have never done that. Will you please forgive me?" And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, man, that seed came up fast. And over and over and over, that has been replayed in my life over and over. Did it make everything perfect? No. Did it fix everything? No. Did it even put relationships back together like they were before you got? No. But God got glorified. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm looking out and I see a bunch of containers of seed. I see warehouse after warehouse after warehouse of seed. First question I'm going to ask is, have you talked yourself out of serving God? Have you talked yourself out of doing what you should because you don't think you can? Have you beat yourself up over things that you shouldn't beat yourself up over because you keep planting seeds to yourself? Are you having problems with God because you keep planting negative seeds to Him and expecting a positive harvest from Him? You can't plant negative seeds and get a positive harvest. It doesn't work. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm just going to ask you this question. I want you to put your hands up if you will. How many would say, "God, I didn't think of it that way. And can you just give me a reset, God? Can I put the reset button? Can we just get a reset, God? Can I just start fresh? Nobody looking around, would you put their hand up? God, just can I start fresh? Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. I got both my hands up. I just want to start fresh. I want to sow positive into me. I want to sow positive into God. I want to sow positive into my kids. Definitely want to sow positive into my wife, of all people. I want to sow positive into her. I want to sow positive into my grandkids. Sow positive into my neighbors. Sow positive in the church. I want to sow positive, sow positive. If enough of us start sowing positive, guess what we get? A very powerful, powerful, powerful harvest. And we can thank God for it. Let's all pray together. Father, out loud. Father, we love you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, that you've given us power and authority over how we plant our seeds. We thank you, God, that we are a container, a warehouse of seed. Help us, God, to be mindful with every conversation, with every interaction, knowing that we are sowing seed. I ask you right now to minister to us, to help us, God, to always keep that in the back of our mind and help us plant, sow some positive seeds this week, starting right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Y'all guys, anybody tell y'all guys are looking good today? With the exception of a couple of you, but y'all know who y'all are. I ain't got to point you out. Brother Steve, you just miss us in prayer, please.